Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head cross country coach Spencer Ross, Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark, and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. Our first guest is Spencer Ross, who has seen his program compete in five events this year. I caught up with Coach Ross before Thursday's meet at Clear Lake to discuss the season so far and the upcoming Humboldt Invitational meet at Joe Sheldon Park on Monday.
Estherville, I was very satisfied with our performances. You go to a course like that, that's kind of known for having some challenging hills. You're kind of going in, you don't put a lot of stake in the time just because it's kind of a different course and every course is different. But A, number one in the sport across country, regardless of where you are, I thought we handled it well. I really, truly believe our lifting program, not only mental toughness, but physical toughness and being able to handle those hills. Pretty evident that, you know, we were able to handle the hills comparatively to some other teams. And again, I think that comes back to our home course, practicing at Shelf, plus our lifting multiple days a week. Throw those together, and I thought we were physically ready to go. You know, again, we didn't put a lot of stake in times, and again, that's another reason why times aren't always equal.
With the Ballard meet being right around ninth and eighth place finish there, what were your thoughts on the competition down at Ballard?
Again, going into it, we knew that there's going to be some high-level competition there. Anytime you get down around the Des Moines area and you get some of those kids that might specialize in, you know, just running events and cross-country and track, you just got to keep that in the back of your mind that you might be out there running maybe your season's best time or you're on a really good pace, but it might not feel like it because you look up ahead and see so many kids in front of you. You know, there was 888 high school runners down there. Just from an environment standpoint, it was a great experience to be able to run in traffic and for some of our kids to work on picking opportunities to make a move and to pass people. We tried our best to mimic that in practice last week, but can only do so much. But again, we had about six girls run a faster time in Ballard than they did in Estherville, and five boys ran a faster time in Ballard than they did Estherville. And to me, you know, a bystander, I felt like the courses were pretty comparable. Ballard had a few pretty good sized hills as well. To see some of those kids make improvements like that from week to week was great to see. One other thing I'll throw in there from a coaching standpoint is, you know, I don't know if I know any coaches who like Monday track meets or cross country meets just because, you know, coaches like to be able to control things and want to get everybody together that day before and kind of go through our pre-meet routine. But when you have a Monday meet, you can't do those things. You just trust that the kids are kind of going to get out sometime on Sunday and do a little bit of running and just make sure their body's primed and ready to go. And again, I think for the most part, our kids must have done that because overall performances were pretty good for a Monday. Good thing to springboard off of and put a little bit more focus on making sure our bodies are ready to roll.
And lastly, Coach, to get to race at home on your home course coming up here on Monday, the advantage of getting to race on your home course.
Being new to the cross-country program this year, I wasn't quite sure of a lot of the other courses, but I'm starting to see why people love Humboldt and the fact that it's challenging, but also kind of dread coming to Humboldt because it's got some tough hills, not just a big golf course where you run around on the edge of the fairway. Everything's pretty flat. So our mindset is we practice on that course multiple days a week. We do a lot of hill training because the name of the game is to try to find advantage. I look for us to have good performances at home, just being familiar with the course, but also in our training.
Well, appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, Coach, and best of luck here with the meet here.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head cross country coach Spencer Ross. Our next guest is Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. The Humboldt volleyball team defeated Clear Lake in four sets Tuesday to improve to 2-1 in the North Central Conference. I caught up with Clark after the win in Clear Lake.
It feels amazing, especially when we go down that first set and then we come back the next three. I just told the girls every time that we do that, we continue to add grit onto our back. So when we get into those tough game four or five, especially postseason, we're going to have that all built up where we're going to be prepared.
You fall in that first set. I was talking to you off mic. What do you think it is in that first set? Because right now you're looking great in sets 2, 3, and 4 just to try to clean some things up.
I don't know if it's just getting those first game jitters out, which we had every single game, but it's something about that first set where we just kind of let it fall and then we try to work our way back during the game, we usually get down at least 3 or 4 points in the first 10 points that are played, and then we just try to continuously try to get ourselves back into the game when we make mistakes, and then we keep going that teeter-totter if we make mistakes, and we play really well, and then we make a couple silly mistakes. So just going back and forth where we need to be able to clean all those up, game one, and then game two and three will be a lot easier.
Coach, you really had a couple of battles there. I know last year, that second set, it was a 25-23 win for you guys, and then this year you had a couple of them, that second and third set. Just take me through the emotions on the bench there for this team and how you guys were able to battle through to get two really close victories there.
Especially game one, we didn't really have too much emotion. So we were kind of, our positivity and our excitement were kind of at the lower end. And as game two, three, and four came along, we were able to grow that. So we need to have that, especially excitement right out of the gate. But I don't know, they do some little silly things sometimes that we're trying to clean up. But other than that, I'm really proud of them and the way that they're continuing to play, because at the first couple of games, we didn't have that grit, and now we're gaining it. So it looks really nice to be able to
see that. It looked like after two sets, you have that grit there, and then mm-hmm. that third set to kind of take control and get the victory there. Mm-hmm. Back-to-back wins in conference play now. What's the feeling in the locker room with this team?
Just straight up positivity. Just let them know that we're always going to have things to work on, but instead of looking at the negatives right now, we're just going to keep shining up those positives.
To be 2-1 in conference play now, moving into next week, do you feel like the girls are gaining that confidence as the season has gone on here?
Absolutely, and I feel like the more we win in conference, the more we become a threat. And it puts those other teams at Webster City, where we're still right there with, we keep pushing them down. Every single time that we win, we push everybody else kind of behind us, and we keep moving forward.
So, Coach, you got the tournament coming up here this weekend. What is the game plan there for this tournament here as you get ready for this weekend before you get back into conference play?
Whenever we go to Dyke, they are a phenomenal ball school, and they bring everybody that can compete as well. That's the big thing, is just to compete, and whether that's the team across us or that's ourselves, and being able to make ourselves better, even if we do lose when we go down there, but just continuously to get better, because we go and we play those tough tournaments so we can gain that postseason experience.
Facing off against Hampton-Dumont-Cal next week, your next conference test. Thoughts about Hampton-Dumont-Cal?
They just played Clear Lake and they went back and forth, so I'm going to look to see some competition back and forth. The way that I see the girls every single day is sets 2, 3, and 4, which unfortunately sometimes they bring game one to everybody else's eyes, but I know that we can play to sets 2, 3, and 4 caliber every single time.
What's your final thoughts on the win here against Clear Lake?
It's just a great win to be able to come, and especially to travel. Traveling is not always the best thing ever, and especially to travel all the way here to Clear Lake, and especially to have that win, and to come out games 2, 3, and 4, and to have so much fire and so much spunk, and to continue to do the things correctly. We were talking about some things of where some open spots were going to be, and we didn't always play those on our best end. So to be able to do that at the end was really nice to be able to see.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the win. Best of luck with the tournament.
Thank you.
In Dyke, New Hartford. And then we'll see you again. Hampton-Dumont-Cal, next conference matchup coming up next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our final guest is Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt football team fell for the second consecutive week after a 34-7 loss at non-district foe North Polk Friday night. I caught up with Elman after the loss.
It's tough to talk to the kids after the game like this and just to see that feeling they have, the sickness in their face, because, you know, they continue to just fight and do everything that they can. You know, it's tough because we want to help them get to where they want to be and help them achieve their goals, and tonight wasn't the night.
Well, we do want to talk about the Brights. Keegan Groh, his play, as he's continued to improve, making more plays defensively, and then as himself, a huge interception return for the touchdown to mm-hmm. get on the board in the latter stage of the third quarter. What have you seen from him and his growth here over four games in 2023?
Well, you know, and the other thing with Keegan is he hasn't played a ton of offense this year, and Mason Van Pelt's just dealing with a tweaked ankle, and so we played Keegan a lot more on offense tonight too, and it's like he just got going and didn't stop all night long, like an Energizer bunny out there. I mean, he just was all over the field, had a long run and had a couple of touchdown saving tackles essentially, and yeah, that pick six was a great read, was able to get a tip on the ball, tip it to himself, and then take it the distance, and he just plays with a lot of fire, and it's just he continues to impress all of his coaches. It's been awesome.
Peyton Peterson looked to be injured heading over to the sideline.
Yep. Is
What's the status on him?
I would say early indications of concussion. And I felt like tonight, too, he was running hard and he was doing everything we asked him to do, you know, scrapping for yards, something he worked really, really hard on in practice. And then that happened. And, you know, that's just another tough one. It's just, you know, you lose your number one back right now. But again, McIntyre was ready when his number was called and stepped in and did everything he could. Did a pretty nice job in pass pro for Cohen and helping him out a little bit. And so, you know, I think that there's always those bright spots that we want to look for in a loss. And, you know, you want to find the things that you can grow in. And we as coaches decided we need to make some changes definitely in how we block, because we've been so accustomed to the gap down backer and pulling guards. And we can't do that right now. So I think we're going to look at doing some things differently up front just to put our kids in a better position to be successful. It's all about helping them continue to achieve their goals. You know, and that's one thing we also talked about. Everything's in front of us still, because the district season starts now. You know, these non-district games are really important and they tune us up and get us ready. But really what it comes down to is the next 5 weeks, and anything can happen in these 5 weeks. It's just continuing to grow, continuing to get better. You know, we're still looking for maybe a chance for Lance to get back in the next week or two as well. You know, and I think that's just another bright spot in what we've got moving forward. You know, I think there's growth and there's a maturity in our guys right now. There's a fight attitude that they've got, you know, and you know, it's not always going to be easy, and we've got to know that it's not always going to be easy, and we as kids and coaches and everybody's just got to continue to work and help those kids be in a position that they can be successful, be great teammates, be great leaders, be great guys on the sideline, whatever it is, just play your role the best that you can.
So, Coach, you were able to move the football here offensively up and down the field a little bit, but just could not get in the end zone. Yeah. What do you think it was not being able to finish off those drives?
It's sometimes you think a play's there and it's not, so you know, continue to watch the film and learn from it, and you know, see where I made some mistakes calling plays, things like that. See where we can put kids in a better position to be successful. And you know, I think there, like, that's some of those bright spots too. Again, is I think we had to have had more first downs tonight than we've had this year. It's got to be close, at least I would think. And I think, you know, there's definitely some things that we can look at that we're going to be really proud of, the kids can be proud of, and we can grow from.
Final thoughts from tonight and then looking ahead.
Proud of our kids. You know, they continue to battle in two really, really tough non-district opponents in a row, and I've got to believe that our non-district schedule's got to be up there with one of the toughest in 3A. I've got to believe that our kids grew a ton in the last 4 weeks, and you definitely grow in the tough times more than you grow in when it's easy. And so I think takeaway from tonight is that we made growth again, and then moving forward we just got to continue to use what we see and continue every day to do whatever we can to make the team better, whether it's, you know, my practice attitude and effort, what I do with the rep I get. Everything's got to be better.
It's homecoming week next week. Might be a way for you guys to bounce back there, getting back to Mason Mock Field, mm-hmm. and taking on Hampton Cal.
We've said that before. Always good to play at home in front of our fans. You know, and now it's a North Central Conference role darn near the whole way through, with the exception of Charles City, you know. So guys have been playing for years, since back to youth football. You know, and I think that's what could make this a lot of fun.
I know it was a tough game tonight, but I want to wish you best of luck here next week and homecoming week back in Mason Mock Field.
Thank you. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Ellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.